All right, we are absolutely live, I think. Live and in living color. And
I'm wearing black and white, though.
I'm not.
Okay, you're in color. I'm in black color. And white.
This is my tea party outfit.
Right.
Oh,
you had a tea party today.
We did have a tea, or as my mother used to call it, a pea tardy.
Pea tardy, yeah.
The ladies didn't like pea tardy.
No.
They liked tea.
Yeah. Tea. I vote for pea tardy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But listen, I have a major bone to pick with you.
That normally happens.
Actually, not with you. I want Travis Miller's phone number.
Okay.
Because I just finished watching your Ken's Think Tank.
Yeah.
And he's the asshole that brought you back to Farmington.
He is.
So it's his, I want to talk
it's to him. His fault.
Yeah.
It is 100% his fault.
Yeah, I want to talk to him. All right, well, listen, I'm kind of excited. It's another episode of Male Encounters. And, you know, we I'm not quite sure where this is going to go, but I'm
hoping. That's the best one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
It's the
only way. Yeah.
Unless you have a bone you want to pick with me before we get started.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm a happy dude, man.
Okay, so then you haven't got the package
I mostly
yet.
Just ignore everybody and do my thing.
Okay. But we have Barbie.
Hi.
Hi, Barbie.
How are you, baby?
Yeah, I'm good. I've known Barbie a little while. Matter of fact, back in the early days when I did motorcycle riding, I say early days, it was, what, 2010, 2015, mm-hmm. somewhere in there.
Yeah, about 5 years ago or so. Six, seven.
Something.
They go fast.
They do.
They get away. But I invited Barbie to come down because, man, has she got a mouth. And obviously, you're not afraid to use it either.
Mm-hmm. What goes better with two old farts than a nice young gal?
Right. Oh, nice.
I'm not nice or young, but.
Yeah, well, you kind of classed up the table. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. We always appreciate anyone who classes up by any level.
A little bit.
One notch, whatever. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to lay down the rules for you, because we do have some ground rules.
Perfect.
Okay? And there's only one, and that is there is no rules.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, there's two.
Oh.
Rule number two is never forget rule number one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
See, back to rule one.
Yeah, I sit corrected.
More rules than you thought, isn't there?
Twice as many.
And I'm the guy that, you know, that has all the equipment, and I can take my equipment and go home.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I'm blocking the exit.
But, you know, we've had, this is a male show. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Classing up the table.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. Yeah. I always forget.
But we'd like to get a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
So the last time
we're taking notes.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women are very complicated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why.
We're worth it.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Ken and I have determined that really that the male and female species are. And you said it best, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But obviously the equipment is different, which I think causes chemicals different in the brain and so on and so forth.
Absolutely,
I mean, we could get really deep in this.
There are a couple of differences, but those differences, man, they're big ones. Like, I mean, mostly we're the same. We're the same people, right?
But
the
except
they're yeah.
I feel bitterness coming from you.
No, none at all. Because I love women, but the differences are big, and they're so freaking funny. So I just love talking about that.
I think any time that you can get together with somebody else and hear a perspective, I think it's a great.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're open to listen, you can really gain a lot from that. So.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything you just said, but
that's because I'm a lady, and you just watch me talk. You don't listen.
She gets it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the right one. So, you know, here's the deal.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, I need that. I need that soundbite. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Here's the deal: is I am kind of Ken has a significant other.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that you do. I don't remember exactly.
I have another. Yeah.
You have another.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A significant other, or.
Well, significant enough to mention, I was. I'm not married, but okay. I have another. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, we're trying to. we're trying to figure out. I'd like to find that, and I know perfection is out of the question, but I'd like to find that certain someone that I can spend the rest of my life with.
Okay.
And share secrets and stories and stuff like that.
Do you have a dog? They're better. They're better at everything. I'm just saying.
Did you hear what she said? Oh, what did Julie say? Repeat it.
Julie is hardcore. That's
yes,
what I'm
going to
say. Yeah.
Just because she's
her.
Not liking.
I can't believe I invited her to subject myself. I've already, earlier today at the tea party, I subject myself to this.
Why do you keep doing this? Yeah, you know.
Because I'm a male.
Because we're learning.
And I'm stupid. And, and you know, in the early days.
We'll
maybe
fix you right up.
Yeah. I maybe was just to try to get lucky. But see, I know Julie's husband very well. So, you know, then she just good buddies. I couldn't do that.
Herb's a wonderful.
Oh, great guy.
Yeah.
So, based on what David just said, let me ask you that. So, how would you, or if you want to speak for women, the typical woman react to someone approaching them with the thought of, I'm looking for a man coming to you saying, I'm looking for someone to spend the rest of my life with?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors to that. I mean, are you dating them? Do you get along? How well do you get on? There's lust and there's love. So, I mean, lust can last. A while.
I'm 66 years old.
Well, just enough then. So, or if you're really truly looking for interest, I mean, you got to really find that common interest kind of a thing where you can laugh together and you can hang out together and you can be together in the world, not just in your home.
Well, that's what I want. I want somebody to share my life with.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have to agree, right? No, I'm serious. You don't necessarily
have
to agree.
So a hostage?
Oh. Well, I tried that. I spent 6 months in county, but I can't do that again.
Yeah. That never ends well.
Okay.
Now I'm speechless. A hostage.
But so what are you?
How did you know?
I've been there before.
We all have basements. Sure.
Your trunk is really nice, though. I have to say, one of the best I've been. So where are you looking for these ladies?
All right. Here's that's a good question. Huh? I'm not looking in bars anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's temporary and just strange.
One night stand. Bar is perfect for one night stand.
Sure.
My second wife is pure example of that. I met her in a bar, and you know she was great. But when I woke up 7 years later and realized, I don't even know who this woman is.
It should have been a one-night stand.
Yeah,
don't you hate that?
Yeah.
8 years later, you're like, oh, that was long.
Why am I still here?
The only thing I'm thankful for is we didn't have kids. Together.
Right.
I mean, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No,
right.
Really, because
it's harder.
It would tie me to her.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with
her. Right.
Okay,
oh, God, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
So not the bar. Well, there's not many here anyway for meeting. But you want a quality woman, right?
Well, yeah. And I know there's some singles. There's some singles groups out there that I know that I hate to even bring this up, but I know that the senior citizens.
<He was like, laughs> I didn't say it.
But I know they're there.
You know seniors are there?
Yeah. They don't move very fast.
No.
They'll be there in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, here's the deal. He can pick on me, but I don't need both of them.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm handing the baton.
Okay.
She can pick on you.
Yeah. Can we find?
I'll stop.
Okay, so church? Do you church?
Church, yeah, that's a great place.
Sure.
And I met. Okay. So let's talk about those ladies that I have met in like church, because mm-hmm. I do attend church, not regularly, but I should go more. I don't, but I will. I have.
I will. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I was just asking if you go.
There's a lot of pressure in that one.
I'm not the Lord's
Julie's
helper.
Water.
I don't. Okay.
So here's the. Let me just say this. Here's what's happened to me. I'll tell you one in particular, lady, that I. I knew from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I kind of had a crush on her in high school. And we have been out on numerous occasions. And when we're out, she gets extremely jealous if I talk to, because I know, I'm not trying to say that I'm a...
You're social.
I'm very social.
You're social. Yeah. I'm social. I'm very social.
And she gets extremely, I can remember hugging an old friend, and it wasn't a, like an, it was an A hug, a tent hug, you know, the...
Right. You know, it was just a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and she's like glaring at both of us. And I'm like, well, we're not, you don't want to be dating. I mean, so we've kind of gone our separate ways.
Sure.
Okay, another, for instance, a lady that I really liked a lot. I thought, I'm going to get it out right up front. I think I've told this story before. Get it out right up front. So I said to her, listen, there's no, you know, there's no sex, because I could tell that's kind of where it was going, until we're married.
Okay. I'm stunned right now.
The looks on both of, I wish we had a picture of that.
Okay.
Every time I called after that, she was shampooing her hair.
She's busy.
Busy. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So you're saying don't use the shampooing my hair anymore? Is that
just... No, I certainly...
Dave's all, I'm tired of it, Barbie.
Just tell me, blow me off. You know, just... wait, that was the wrong thing to say. Let me retract that.
Depends.
Just tell me up front.
The general.
No, you know, I don't want to go out with you anymore. I'm just not looking for that. When I dated women that are a little bit younger than me, and that was my first mistake, quite a bit younger than me. Because I thought I could fix them.
Right, and that's never. You can never fix anybody. No. We can't even fix ourselves.
That's exactly right.
And that's
right.
Where the confusing part comes in. You know, you think you want to save somebody, but you don't even want to save yourself.
Yeah.
So, and the jealous is just terrible. I mean, you just cannot.
Well, yeah, we're not even
it
serious
escalates.
Yet. I mean,
right.
So all I could think about was, God, what happened? Because I am a social. If
what
I couldn't walk into her
office later,
and give her a hug, I'd be a Well, it bothered me.
I prefer a hug over a handshake because I expect something out of a handshake. I expect an earnestness. I expect a web-to-web. I expect honesty out of a handshake. But a hug is just like a good hello. Like, I don't know. But maybe because I'm a girl and I've worked a lot in the public and bars and things. I mean, hugs to me are very impersonal. There's nothing, unless you're like being weird, like you said, the extra hug. But like just to hug people is... Or to say hi, or to talk to them. I mean, my God, you can't live like that.
Right.
Like a caged animal when you're sitting in the middle of plain view. Please don't say hi to me. Please don't say hi to me. You know what I mean? Like, and for social people, I think you really have to find somebody that accepts that fact that you are social, and you are, but that they have something special different than that. You have to somehow exclude, you know, treat her in a way that's different than you treat the other people in public.
Right. I want to get to know them before it was like, I'm a horny guy. Most men are, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jump right in bed. And now I'm like,
but as we get older,
I want to know what's in your head.
Right. As we get older too, and we really want... We're like, okay, sex, yeah, but we want to know what's in your head. Because do I really want to be hanging out with you if your head's weird? Do I even want to go on another date with you? Like, where are you coming from? Who are you as a person?
My head is really weird.
It is really weird. I mean, I think everyone's head is really weird. And if they think that they're normal, they're mistaking themselves. So, I mean, it's just finding a weird that you can go with and being comfortable with that. I mean, because we're all weird. We're all going to have our things. Some people are going to... burp loudly in public, or maybe not say excuse me when they fart.
Is it all right to fart on the first date?
I mean, if nobody knows, everything's all right.
Oh no, if I do, everybody's gonna know. Oh, if it's not the sound, it's something else.
That way, you know, then you just look at somebody else.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
That is so...
Why would you do that?
Look at her. Yeah. That'll get you so, so many more dates. Funny. I'm really good at this. I should be a matchmaker.
Look at my date immediately, right? Yeah. Did you do that?
But I think if getting to know someone is a problem, then clearly they're just looking for sex, and she probably wasn't in it for the hole. She was just in it for the weenie, and that's okay too, but just say I'm in it for the weenie, right?
Yeah. Like,
I do think, though, had I backed it down, I believe it probably could have developed into
maybe
something.
You went too hard, too fast.
Too quick.
Too hot,
but
too fast.
Let me ask you this. If you're getting the hard indication that it's bedtime,
okay, right?
How do you? Because I'm not going to do it. I swear, I'm not until I get to know that person. I've had my share. I want to know the person now. I want to get to know that person.
So, are you more of the I'd rather go home to my home, or are you of the I'll spend the night anyway? But hey. Or have we
I
made,
would do either. Yeah, that's
yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. He's like, oh, let's just get there. Yeah. Right?
Let's cuddle.
let's get cuddle. There. Yeah. Here. Yeah. So let's I'm get just trying to go from the date.
Just get naked and cuddle.
Which is okay. And I think saying to somebody, like, I just want to get to know you before I move to that next move, I don't think there's anything so overly like, oh my God, I just want to marry you because I'm obsessed with you about that. I don't feel that that's a hard obsession, kind of a knock. I don't feel that, you know, like you could have just said, hey, I want to be friends. And then she's just going to throw her friends out of the house or what? You know what I mean? So I don't think that that's such a, just a too hot, too heavy kind of a thing to say, hey, look, I really am here for the conversation and see where it goes. Because I don't really think that we should be putting our privates on everything we think we like anyway.
Oh, right. I like the way she put that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
because you think at the time, of course you think it's a great idea. You're there. You're yeah. whatever. You've been drinking. You've had your dinner. You're like, maybe. But maybe's not enough. So let's figure this out. Like if you really want to connect and do something more.
Okay.
So I say that women need to be real clear about what they want, and they need to use their words.
Okay,
like
let's
big
throw
time.
It on you. Yeah, throw it on the female side.
Yeah, sure.
I agree with you. I think I need to prod them more to find out exactly what they want.
What they want.
Maybe
well,
I'm
I mean,
being
I,
too selfish.
Maybe, or maybe they're.
I have a finger for you, Julie.
Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're being...
Hey, she's taken. She's taken.
Yeah, yeah.
Your fingers
you
to
know,
yourself.
You know, this is connected to the heart, which actually does mean love.
Hey, now wait.
Just saying.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
The middle finger
she's
is connected
about the,
to the heart.
The bird.
So yeah. It really is love.
Awesome.
So you just showed me and
she just
some
threw
love.
Some double love out there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
At the same time.
At the same time.
The thing
time.
That follows me was in
right.
all direction.
We just had a threesome, I think.
Yeah. Four. There's four of us. Yeah.
But there was only two fingers.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So even it's if only, it's a silent operator, it's still a party.
A voyeur, yeah.
Just a voyeur.
She's operating the camera.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always like, maybe yeah. you should start being the camera guy. That'd
yeah, be the
good
camera guy.
Kind of,
listen,
no.
yeah. we're going to take a break, okay?
Okay.
When we come back, I want to know about you. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to talk a little bit, whatever you want to share, because you shared quite a bit with me earlier today.
Yeah, I'm pretty open.
Okay, so whatever you want, we'll kind of go from there.
Okay.
Okay. I respect your story, but I want you to share something, I don't care, about you. We want our listeners to know about Marty.
About?
Yeah.
About us.
Name, address, phone number, social security number. You know, the regular stuff. The usual
just
stuff.
Just the usual stuff.
Credit card info.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Hey,
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Ken's a double dipper.
When I get started, they'll just disappear.
One's red. Oh, that's the... well, that's Ken. That's okay. No,
that's okay.
No, it's Barbie. All right, so you had said something before we went to break, so before we get on to you, because we have plenty of time.
Sure.
I mean, well, we're not swimming in time, but we got time.
Sure. So
what were you going to ask me?
No, I don't remember, but her question was valid. So no sex until marriage. So maybe it was just the word. Like, she thought, yeah, oh, maybe this guy is being, like, maybe no sex before, you know, we've gone to, until we've gotten to know each other better.
Or that's a better, yeah.
Right, then it doesn't take it to that extreme of being like the word marriage, because sometimes you pop out with marriage. Marriage for me is an instant, like, whoa. So that could be a very valid point.
It's funny that you bring that up, because somebody told me too, a guy told me, he says, dude, you're just self-destructing, right?
That's, yeah.
You're doing it on purpose.
Never do that.
You don't, yeah.
Right. And maybe you are doing it on purpose, too.
I don't know. I've been single now since, golly, 2000 and too long to, over 10 years.
Right.
And I'm happy. The other part of that, I took a couple of years to get myself better.
To be just
because
you,
I was trying to be in a fixer.
Right.
I needed to fix myself. I did, was never
like
looking
I said,
inward.
Yeah.
So, that, yeah, it took a little bit.
And it helps.
I used to throw advice out there of be a dog, right? Be a dog until it's time to not be a dog. But I'm revising that. And the reason for that is...
Okay, what are...
Is it builds confidence, right? You're just dating without the prospect of a future, right? And so it's just dating. And you build a confidence with that. And then when the right wind comes along, you're like, yeah, this is amazing. I'm going to no more dog. I'm slowing down. But I'm revising that. I'm revising that to... whatever the future means, be that sex or marriage or whatever it is, like, stop putting a future on it.
Right.
Just be like in the moment, like, this is it. We're dating, like, right? We're on this date right now.
And
this is amazing.
Enough.
I'm having a great time.
I like that a lot.
It's not leading anywhere. And just sit, like, confident in that moment.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, and I mean, the future brings too much anticipation. I mean, it brings anxiety, and the past brings depression, right? So if you're just right there in the moment and doing that moment, I feel that probably is a good piece of advice. Because if you're having a good time right now, why are you worried about Wednesday or any other? Like, why can you not just
be enjoy this moment?
Present.
Yeah.
Because women want men to be present often.
Yeah.
They want them to actually participate and listen and be just present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when they're present, we don't like them. But we want them to be present, so we cannot like them.
Well, I tell you, I have learned a lot over the past few years, for sure. And I do know that I need to kind of pull my jets. And maybe it's just me being scared. I need to pull it back in.
Well, and they're not the right girl. I mean, if they were the right girl, it'd go famously, right? Because we are only...
No, until you get to know them. You can't know them in bed.
You can't.
I mean, they may make you great for, you know, what? How long does it take?
I mean, that's one aspect, though. I mean, that is, you know...
It's important.
For different people, it has different levels of importance, but it is important on some level.
What if you spent all that time and then the sex was awful?
Right.
Would that make up for it?
Yeah. Because that is something,
It would depend, honestly. I've had that question asked before.
Yeah.
And so I've done some soul searching with that, but it would depend.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It would depend
on the person.
Sure.
You know, it boils back to the person.
I'm going to geek out a little bit because
Please
I love
do.
This stuff. women used to have this saying, like, you know from the kiss, you know. From the kiss, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's something to that. It's actual chemistry. When you kiss someone, your body chemistries mix together, and that will bypass your entire brain and go straight to your lizard brain, and there'll be a reaction there. Either it's working out or not, and it's all based on just chemistry. Like,
smell.
Biological chemistry.
Just being that close enough to a person to smell them can be a lot.
Yeah, without the colognes and perfumes and all that kind of stuff.
Hi!
Yeah, human smell is so important.
We just have women. And we are going to ignore the fact that some young thing walked up and gave you a box full of candy and a card.
Yeah,
Or we're just, that happened while we're on mic and no one's mentioning it?
Dating it like that. Right? Think you have a problem, David.
What's happening here?
Seeing ladies everywhere.
There are now three ladies sitting at this thing. Another one brought you chocolate in a card.
Well, she said she was only the messenger and she brought me this. You want me to open the card?
Yeah. Look at this. Who's it from?
Yes.
I don't know.
Can I read it out loud?
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Just wait. This, you know, it could be a guy I met the other day just jacking with me, or it could be Ken.
Never say a guy and jacking.
Oh, it's definitely not me. This box says you're super, and I would never use that.
I would never say that. Only I'm super.
Yeah.
I mean you. I'm sorry.
Okay. She does not want me to put her name on the air.
Okay. Don't do
she
it.
She said, then. Please don't put my name on air, so we're not going to do it.
Okay.
But she says, darn it, Cupid, I found this arrow that I am unsure what to do with. David, hopeless romantic, we have not known each other since the second grade. We have not known. I would like to get to know you. I want to be loved like Gomez loves Morticia.
There it is.
Dude.
There it is. Where do you meet someone right
that
here, right
one's
now? You're welcome.
Serious, man.
I'm looking for my best friend. Is that you?
Oh my God.
You're sitting here asking for advice. You already figured it out.
That's what I just said. Be friends.
Right?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes.
Oh, but don't wait too long. Yeah.
Right.
I am my friend.
You don't want to take the sex.
I know.
Yeah. I said, don't wait too long because you don't want to tank the sex. You asked for something, there you go.
Yeah, there it is.
You should have me on the show more often.
I swear to God.
I'm all for Clint. I can't
I'm all for
this.
Clint.
I'm not sure I know who that is. Yeah. I swear. I
well, you better get to know him.
Yeah. Right? You have a fan.
Obviously. And you know what? I'm very humble and very appreciative. So, yeah. What are you mouth open for?
We
phone
have,
number and
we have girls
right?
passing this card around, grabbing their hearts and jaws dropping. That's what's happening right
That's
now.
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Thank you for the play-by-play on that one. That was exactly what happened.
Yes. She must have heard it, though, from the man show because they brought it to Traeger's.
Right.
So she must have
heard
it.
Right. And we're here. By the way, we're here every Thursday,
well,
people.
I'm here, come and by. I didn't get a secret Valentine, so...
Yeah, but you're
not here every week.
Oh.
You were kind of a surprise. You were a drop-in. No one knew you were going to be here.
Well, I mean, here. Not here until
I was
going to
say, I gave you a Valentine.
Yeah. Still, do better. Pick up your game. We're not complicated. We're not.
Do you think that also there's a thing with filters, right? Because, like he was mentioning, he's going into this thing with certain filters on. People are listening to it with certain filters on.
Sure.
So when you're putting that message out there, hey, you know, whatever the message is. But for this example, his, like, we're not having sex. I'm not having sex until I get married. And she's like, oh, my God, he wants to marry me. Do you think it's a balancing act? Because we need some filters, but... Do you think that dropping a lot of those filters and just having honest communication
I mean, honest would fix communication would fix everything.
Yeah.
Because had she just said, you mean you want to wait or you're trying to ask me to get married?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Right there. And then maybe you don't lose a friend because sometimes you do just have a misunderstanding. You need to communicate. But people have to say how they really feel. They can't say what they think is best for the room or what's best for the read. And that's the hardest part, is getting people to be honest about how it is that they feel.
Yeah.
Like if she would have just said, I mean, I don't mind waiting, but marriage, you guys could have.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
You said that right. And maybe you don't lose a friend.
Right.
Because, you know, is she going to return your calls anymore? Is she like, well, nah, that dude's
that
like
weird.
Trying to nail me down for marriage and I don't want to talk to him anymore. But you could end up with just a friend, you
well,
know?
Well, I mean, what if you see her at the store and you're like, hey, and she's like.
She's running.
Right.
I don't see you.
It's hard to read a room when the room's full of liars.
Right. Exactly.
All right, well, listen.
Yeah.
We're already, I'm like freaking.
We're off the rails?
No.
Do we need another commercial break?
Yeah.
We have to pay the bills, don't we?
We
have bills to pay.
Yeah.
And who's our sponsor? No, it's
everyone.
Everyone.
Traeger's.
Sitting at the table with us.
Right?
One of them is where we're at. Yeah.
She's a sponsor. Say you're a sponsor.
I'm a sponsor.
She's a sponsor.
Oh, she said it kind of sexy, too.
She did. Yeah, I'm into it.
And I love that woman, so we're good.
Spicy. Right. That's what my mother said. It does. Oh, extra today.
Julie is here from Better Homes and Gardens.
I wanted
she
so
walked sex. In, and I swear, I wanted nothing more than to jump on the back of her Harley. I didn't know.
I got your bones. Yeah.
Filters.
Ken, I think you have a reputation.
All right.
Okay, let's pay the bills.
Commercial break.
That's awesome.
I decided this is COVID.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Hey,
and just come at me.
I'm running sound here. I got to pay attention. You got all these great conversations going on.
We're not talking about anything. We're just sitting here in silence.
Yeah,
like good
that's where I'm going back. I'm going back.
Barbie.
I'm headed back to Barbie.
Yeah.
Only because I just.
Yeah. Who is Barbie?
Yeah, so, we want to know. Who is Barbie? So, where are you from? What have you been doing? Why haven't I met you before now?
You're not on yet. Oh, you are on.
I am on. I'm from Farmington. My name is Barbie Galloway. I'm 45 years old. I have two children.
Does she look 45, Ken?
No, she has amazing hair, though.
I know. I love her hair.
I mean, I look pretty good for 64, but it is what it is. No. I love Great Danes. I do yoga a lot. I work at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Golden Door, with Julie Blair, and
one of our fine sponsors.
Yes, I've done a lot of things. I've worked at bike shops.
You can fix a motorcycle, can't you?
Sure. Yes. Take that somewhere else. That's it. Yeah. Now, waited tables Thank for you. Years. Different things. So most people around town know me quite a bit. You know, so yeah.
Which did you go to school here?
I did. I went to, first I lived in Flor Vista, and I went to school in Aztec Park Avenue, and then I moved here, and I went to Northeast, and then to Hermosa, and I went to Rosamonte High School, and it was still in the airport.
You, what did you say? You were still in the what?
Well, it was still on airport.
Oh, on airport. Mm-hmm. I thought you said when I was still in the airport, so I'm like.
I mean, I knew all that.
We're out of whack on the timeline here.
Yeah. How? I know I forgot what I was going to say.
Ken?
Yeah. Let me throw it to Ken.
To Ken.
Yeah.
What?
Ken? What are you going to say, Ken?
What do you want to know? Ken?
I don't know. What do I want to know?
You know,
why did you agree to come to this show?
Yeah, there you go.
Because I'm crazy.
Crazy attracts crazy.
I like experiences. I've decided now in life I don't want to just do things from point A to point B. And I want to have experiences. Or why bother? Like, don't just go out to dinner, but have an experience. Be with people. Talk to people. What better way?
Yeah.
Really, than to just go do the things that you're asked to do if you just say yes. I'd like to start a comedy career where I eventually leave and drive off in my motorhome. So,
nice.
Here's good. What I'd like to do with her.
Good practice.
They're clean things that I want to do with you.
All of them?
No.
Okay.
But I don't want to say it while they're here.
Well, we're not
here.
Getting married.
Sure. Right. Yeah. 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 That's not
I'm
happening.
Not worried. Just, yeah.
Bingo.
Prude.
Okay.
I'm only going to ask zero times, okay?
But I'm gonna convince her.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Julie has been working on her to do either her own YouTube channel or a podcast
or both.
So I'm gonna help. I'm gonna see if I can't talk her, and I'm gonna produce a podcast for her where it's just her doing her comedy bit.
And people.
Just and observations, people. Right?
Just, yeah.
Kind of? Basic, just your I mean, take basic, on it's kind this of like, world?
Like love. I mean, like, if you've been alive, you can pretty much relate with anybody. If I say, okay, do you have kids? And she says no, well, then she can't relate on that. But have you ever had a hard time? You've ever been really happy? You've ever been this? You've been that? What's going on? You just talk to people. Everybody's lives are mostly the same, whether they're doing it now or before.
Yeah.
So then you just relate. And I mean, most things are really funny. They're absurd these days, as a matter of fact. So it's quite easy to point and poke. My brain goes fast, fast. So as it comes in, it just goes fast. So I want to be with people. I want to talk to people.
That's awesome. My brain goes fast too, but it's like a Super Bowl. And then yeah, it's just bouncing off the wall. I think that's why my brain matter is less, because it's kind of clinging.
I find most of this world hilarious. I don't know why.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny. People are so, even just on the honesty thing, like what happens if you use your words? Like, oh, somebody might not like me. Guess what, honey? People don't like you already.
Yeah. Yeah, why wait to find out?
Like, I mean, that in itself is funny. I mean, you thought everybody liked you?
That in itself is hilarious.
There's a lot of funny things out there. So. Yeah.
Give me that again. Was that like an actual snort? I love when a girl that snorts.
Yes.
But I do snort. Yeah. I mean, I snore too, if you like that. And I was currently looking for a home. I don't.
I snore.
I snore.
But I cuddle good, right?
I sleep on the floor.
There you go. Okay. You can sleep on my floor. If you need a spot, you can sleep on my floor.
That's so almost considerate of you.
almost.
Well, I have
not
a mattress.
Not quite considerate.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Better.
I mean...
So if I just keep holding out, it's going to keep getting better and better. No. See?
Yeah.
Okay,
you'll sleep on the couch.
Now, here's the thing with women. You got to draw a line in the sand, but if you erase that line or you allow them to cross it, men, two are the same. You draw a line and you allow somebody to walk across it, they will never listen to that line again. They don't care.
Oh. That's exactly
when you try to
grab, that's my problem.
When you try to grab that line back, then they're like, I have no respect for that.
No, there's no line. What are you talking about?
I have no respect for that. But you already said it's all right this time. It's okay this time. So we really have to make ourselves accountable for what we want and what we see and how we perceive what people do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It helps. But if you draw a line and I can walk all over that line, and I'm going to walk it every time.
Yeah.
As
it's human nature.
If you draw a line, I want to walk it twice just because it's there.
Just to piss me off, right?
Well, just because it's there, you know. It's not so much about pissing you off as it is about walking on the edge, you know.
Yeah.
It's about me again, still.
I learned that at a very young age.
I don't guess I ever
dealing
did.
With my mother, right? I would push her to the edge of insanity, and just keep her right there.
Right
just
there.
Right there, right before she would beat the living crap out of me. Just right before I was in danger.
I can
and just
have
keep
that.
Her right there.
I would push her. I would get beat the living crap out of me.
No. You got to find that. There's a line.
I guess I never
there
did.
Is a line.
And you got to think about your words. But people need to stop taking it so serious. I mean, if you're on a couple of dates and somebody says, I don't really want to have relations now until I get to know you better or until I'm married. I mean, you obviously know in your mind that they're talking shit.
They're what?
Yeah. They're talking shit. You know what I mean? Like, and most people are not going to wait that long. But I think that's just a way of saying it. It was kind of like a cute, funny way of just trying to get your foot in the door, you know? But people take things so serious and so literal, but they won't speak up for a minute because they're too embarrassed or afraid. They'll just not call you, which is weird to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, don't call me anymore. That really helps. Speed up
you know,
the
well, I would rather they do that than keep telling me, well, I'm busy.
Right.
Just tell me, hey, don't call me. Right. I'm a big boy.
Right. Actually, the relationship I'm in now has outlasted combined two marriages. two marriages.
Yeah, but Jerry is a very patient, loving woman.
Yeah.
I should be buying her drinks.
I hit the jackpot on that one. But part of the difference is, because I pick everything apart, part of the difference is we talk about everything. There is nothing that's left there's nothing left internally. It's all on the table.
Best friends.
So if I have a problem, she knows. Right. I'm not stewing on it. If she has a problem, I know. She's not going to stew on it. It's just all flopped out there for us to discuss.
All the cards are on the table.
I mean, you're going to have kind of the same moral aptitude, but like be enough different from each other that you complement each other. Where you pick everything apart, maybe she thinks less and feels more.
Yeah, we're very different.
And you feel less, but that way it works. So she can say, hey, calm down with the brain.
Yeah.
She's a thinker. I love thinkers. I love complicated thinkers. God, they're my favorite. But thinkers can really tear it up. But if you just say, hey, hold on. Do you feel threatened? Or you feel, you know, and then, but you got to have that kind of a reasonable balance to it. And then that open communication. But people have to be honest, and people are having a real hard time with it.
Yeah.
It's a slogan on a t-shirt, but it's not quite in effect yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's, listen, from the start of time, men, young men especially, their hormones jump more than women. Well, some women, but
ours gets an earlier start.
Yeah, all they want to do is jump the bones, and that's all they think about.
Primal, though. I mean, that was so that you could go ahead and make as many babies as possible.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't just go away.
Right.
It has for me.
Okay.
it fades out. There's less of a drive. It's more of a first gear kind of a thing. I mean, yeah.
How's the joke go with the old cow and the young cows?
Yeah. I'll tell that joke. Have you heard that joke?
No.
Old cow and young cow or a bull.
A bull,
Young cow and a young bull and old bull are up on the hill. And there's a bunch of cows down in the field. And the young bull says to the old bull, says, hey, let's run down there and screw a couple of them cows. And the old bull goes, no, son. This is me. Let's walk down there and screw them all.
So I mean, maybe just the drive goes on a lower like searching speed and more onto a stasis kind of a, because you're not trying to just make a million other people like we've done since the beginning of time. So of course it's got to kind of calm down.
I mean
nobody would want to see a 20-year-old virile 90-year-old man I don't think.
Were you looking for somebody?
Well, I didn't know. I was like,
that becomes a TV show.
We'll warn you.
Okay.
When you find one, that becomes a TV show. Because that shit is hilarious.
Hugh Hefner. He's the only one.
I know. We could go on forever.
Oh, my God. We could. We're way out of time.
We're way past time.
Are we way past time?
Yeah.
I would like to invite her back later.
Yeah, man.
Some other time. You know, a few months. We'll have you come back.
Well, you put him on the spot. He couldn't just say no now.
He would. Oh, trust me.
He would, I say what
we're not afraid to speak up.
We know how to use our words.
Exactly. So, I would like to keep it open and have you come back.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I think at some point we probably, because both Julie and April are sitting here just smiling like crazy.
Right?
I think we've got to have them on sometime.
Yeah, we never mentioned that April also showed up.
Hello. April is the creator, actually, of and one of the co-hosts on Glow Up.
Yeah.
Glow Up Chronicles.
Yes.
Yes.
Be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I think we ought to have, I'm also going to extend an invitation. I didn't know for sure where I could get Julie in a bar or not. I was afraid that she wouldn't.
She walked in like she owns the place.
I know, in her leather jacket.
She's amazing.
She had to make sure I didn't disgrace the business. She's babysitting.
Just watching her.
She's babysitting.
She's supervising right now.
The management hat was on.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, thanks. Really.
Thank you guys. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Good. Well, you will come back.
Oh,
we haven't scared you off. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I don't want to wait till marriage to have you back again.
Okay. I think you're moving a little fast. I love fast.
You got anything left you'd like to say?
No. No, she said it all.
Okay.
She said it all.
I should give Julie. Would you like to add a 2 cents or 12 or?
I no. I'm still wondering about April? No.
She's still in panic of halfway through my comment.
I'm just so curious about this no sex.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like sliding.
Everybody's so curious about this.
I'm working. Yeah, we're gonna look into that. Valentine candy.
Maybe I should.
Hey, you should.
You have three women gonna put on the investigation.
This person that I can't use your name, although she did put her name on here.
Yes.
So I give her that, and I'm out of respect.
But we're not saying it.
Yeah, I won't say it. But you know who you are. Thank you so much. You made my...
Yeah, it was a huge hit.
Yeah.
That was a very, very kind thing to do, to have a fan. Yeah.
And it's a weakness for sure.
So there you go, with the ladies first. You got to tell them how grateful you are for them, because they love that.
Okay, I will remember that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to worship me anytime.
Yeah, better than the strawberries.
Listen, I'm already worshiping April. I'm done. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.